You're listening to the CRE News Hour from statebroadcastnews.com. Since 2010, Boston-based UC Funds has invested in more than 150 transactions and $2 billion of equity. UC Funds has more than 65 employees and describes itself as a go-to provider of sophisticated capital solutions. It has a primary focus on multifamily investments, but works with clients to develop financing solutions across all the sectors of commercial real estate. The company's founder and CEO, Dan Palmier, was also the co-founder, president, and CEO of Potomac Realty Capital and originated $3 billion of various commercial real estate assets. He's been in the real estate and financing business for more than 25 years, cultivating strong relationships with both leading senior lenders and real estate entrepreneurs. Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about UC Funds.
It's a pleasure, Steve.
So tell us where you're at. You've got 150 transactions and $2 billion of equity under your belt in the last 9 years. What do you see going on in the funding market, and what are some of the trends you're keeping an eye on?
Well, we've had a really great 9 years and a very successful platform. We're really on the verge of tripling in size. We're raising more capital. We've got very ample capital now, but we're raising more, and we've got a phenomenal team of professionals that have been with me for, on average, about 13 years. So we've got 20-year veterans and some 10-year, and then in between. So tremendous experience, and we're looking forward to growing. And it's a competitive market, but we're very experienced. And, we think we're, one of the more, if not the most sophisticated financial allies in the industry.
So what is it that you do differently from some of your competitors? You've been in the business yourself for 25 years plus.
I think there's a lot of different touch points to answer that question. The first one is, I think we're a very reliable lender. We do a lot of work up front. And, we're quick on, sizing up a deal and getting a term sheet together, and relationships matter. And, collectively, we're a very cohesive team. I love what I do. I want to be doing this forever. And, I literally sign every single term sheet. So that goes to reliability. And, that's a key point when we're measured up against our competition, where, it's typically a junior or a middle level sales guy that signs a term sheet, and then they try to figure out how to get the deal done. I'm the voice of the credit committee, and we do a lot of work up front, and signing that term sheet makes a big difference. We also have all the key disciplines of a lender under one roof, and that's different too, and that includes our servicing company. So when we talk to a sponsor, borrower, customer, and we tell them, there's one phone call that goes into central headquarters in Boston, and all your answers, come from, the decision makers here, including, the processing of getting money, in their contractor's hands, which is a draw process, that really resonates with our group of borrowers, which are typically the best and most entrepreneurial, borrowers in the industry.
So what are the most popular kinds of financing proposals you're seeing these days? What are people buying? What do they see as the hotspots for investment? And how are you approaching helping them make those investments?
Well, we are a one-stop shop for commercial real estate capital solutions. And, in English, that means we lend on all the different real estate types, which are comprised of the multifamily sector and retail and land and industrial. So we also provide short-term transitional light bridge loans, which are first mortgage loans. We'll do mezzanine financing, preferred equity, equity ground-up construction loans, and through our trading desk, we also provide long-term permanent loan solutions. So we are truly a one-stop shop for commercial real estate capital solutions. And it depends what deal comes in. you know, we can provide, you know, a creative alternative financing source for our borrowers.
Are there any particular sectors that you like compared to others? Are you focusing on retail? Are you more interested in industrial? Which ones do you like?
Well, we're known as a relationship lender. So whatever the customer needs, you know, we will put together, you know, a creative capital solution for it. But our go-to product type, you know, for the last 20 years in the space has been the multifamily sector, whether it's ground up or, you know, transitional light, whether it's, you know, adaptive reuse in the urban downtowns throughout the country where millennials live, work, and play. You know, multifamily is most desired asset class for us, and you know, therefore we're the most aggressive in that space. But we'll finance pretty much anything.
Are you seeing more of an interest in the mixed use, the retail, and multifamily space together in those live, work, play kind of arrangements?
Well, yeah, that's that would be a mixed use concept that you know, we understand. So, you know, multifamily upstairs, retail on the basement, you know, possibly some office, you know, within that, or you know, a flex space, you know, with office and, you know, some loading docks, this, that. You know, so we see a lot of mixed use your assets, you know, in our pipeline.
Everybody also seems to be pretty excited about the Opportunity Zone program. Are you doing any work in that sector?
You know, we're certainly, you know, open to it. We're you know, we've seen deals in Opportunity Zones. You know, if a deal makes sense, we'll do it. But we have not yet done anything in Opportunity Zone, but you know, that's certainly helping, you know, the CRE world with supply of deals.
As you look out over the economic environment for the next, say, 12 to 18 months, what are the things that you keep your eye on as indicators of which way the economy is turning or the markets are turning?
Yeah, so we're a niche lender. You know, we keep a look on and study, you know, macro aspects of the market and, you know, interest rate changes. You know, we had some upward movement in interest rates and then some easing, you know, fairly recently. But you know, we think that, you know, supply and demand are fairly in balance. Multifamily sector has a little more supply than we've seen in the past, but all in all, we think that, you know, the macro market is pretty healthy, and that you know, we're still aggressively, you know, putting money out and eager to grow, and there's ample opportunity, and, you know, the economy is expanding, and, you know, we are experiencing job growth and wage growth. You know, it's a very healthy time in the economy. You know, that being said, you know, what's new is usually what's old, and history repeats itself. And we're probably going on the 39th or 40th, you know, week of expansion. You know, it's been a long expansion, you know, in our economy for, you know, since we've been tracking it. So you got to be wary that, you know, we're, you know, farther along in the cycle, and you got to be careful with, you know, the deals that you do, your leverage levels, and, you know, all the same things that you know, a credit wise organization should be looking at.
Are there tax policy or legislative issues that you would like to see addressed that haven't been yet, or do you think things are moving in the correct direction when it comes to the regulatory environment?
Well, Dodd-Frank bill has been, you know, being worked on right now. So that's opening up or, you know, lessening regulation, and that's good for the overall industry. You know, I think that as a niche lender, you know, some regulation and on the banks is not a bad thing for us personally and organizationally for a private private lender like UC Funds. We're capitalists. We like less regulation, and you know, I think under the current administration, that's being worked on, and I think that's overall, good for our business and the economy at large.
We talked about the different sectors of real estate. Are there any particular geographic regions that you prefer over another, or are you pretty much agnostic about that as well?
Well, we're a national platform, Steve, and a relationship lender. So we've had sponsors that we've done deals with in New York, and then they go to Florida, and then Houston, Texas, and then Oakland. And that's a real story. So we're active coast to coast in 26 states, but we do have a focus, and that's multifamily. We really like Texas. Yeah, we like Florida, particularly South Florida. We've done probably 30, 35 separate transactions in Georgia, and we're doing a ground up construction in right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. We're very active in the Carolinas. We like North and South Carolina, and then other niche markets like Kansas City, Missouri. We saw 5-6 years ago that there was a lot of investment in infrastructure and jobs, and Google Fiber was there, one of the first markets that Google went to, and we did our first deal. It was an adaptive reuse deal. We changed an office building into a AAA class multifamily, and over the last 5.5 years, we've probably done 25 separate deals in Kansas City, Missouri. So we get into a market. We do deals that others, can't do or don't know how to do or don't want to do. And then we produce tremendous goodwill in that market, and we do multiple deals in the market. So Kansas City is one of those markets that proves out that theorem.
Is there anything specific about these markets that make you like them more than others? Is it just broad economic growth in those markets? What's driving the interest?
Well, it's both economic growth. Job growth. It's usually technology. Transportation is a big thing. So in Kansas City, they put a rail line which connected the suburbs to the urban core. And brought a lot of population to the urban side of things. Also, there are niche plays in different markets where different lenders don't want to be there, and it takes a supply of capital out of a market, and we'll go in and strategically lend on something that makes economic sense for us. So we it's a multitude of things, and really on a case-by-case basis is how we look at our investments.
Dan Palmier is the founder and CEO of UC Funds in Boston. Dan, we appreciate you taking the time to join us on the CRE NewsHour.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.